Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, August 2nd, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employer, short and long-term disability, and personal injury claims, and much, much more. Why insured civil rights? Many people injured in a car accident spend up to 10 years, let me repeat that, up to 10 years waiting for a fair and equitable settlement, only to be worse off by the end of the claim. In fact, far too many find themselves living at poverty levels by no fault of their own. Congress supports the insurance industry through lobbyists, allowing a lack of legislation which could aid insured in receiving prompt payments and legal avenues to move their claim forward in a timely manner. Insured Civil Rights Act could make this possible and empower car accident victims, creating a level playing field to that of insurance companies with vast wealth and influence. Insured civil rights would give the injured an opportunity to be compensated in a fair, timely, and appropriate manner. There needs to be deterrence in place against delays, denials, and intimidation to eliminate legitimate claims, personal injury victims by corporations that benefit from the premiums of insureds and choose to pay claims or keep the money. Insured civil rights legislation in place to protect the rights of injured support personal injury victims' ability to defend themselves. Today, let's talk about insured civil rights and how this would aid those injured in a car accident when dealing with all types of insurance companies. Today, we'll spend our time talking about insured civil rights defined, a general overview of personal injury after a car accident, choices of an auto insurance company when presented with a claim, impact on the injured after a prolonged absence of income, and lastly, the importance of insured civil rights. Place your questions and comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. The mission of insured civil rights is to provide protection to individuals involved in traffic collision and find themselves at the mercy of a bad faith insurance practice. The goals are to ensure personal injury victims have the opportunity to receive the support and fair settlement within a reasonable amount of time, which doesn't create unnecessary personal harm and financial losses by getting approved insured civil rights legislation, which provides and requires action by insurance carriers in a reasonable amount of time, just as there is for vehicle damage. In other words, insurance companies can actually hold on to the money of a claim just because they don't want to pay. Okay, they'd have to be able to go ahead and pay out the injured person in a reasonable amount of time so that their actual harm that it's caused from the injury or the accident doesn't continue to bring other disasters into their life. So sometimes when something starts, trouble comes and it's not resolved, things tend to get compounded. So that makes it a big problem for the injured. Everyone deserves to be treated with respect and dignity, and thankfully, many do remember this basic virtue. Yet, when a community or a country forgets the simple message that fairness promotes a healthy community and society, when this doesn't happen, the nourishment of the people develops a deficit, which, in my opinion, spirals down the integrity, hopes, and dreams of individuals, therefore reducing productivity and creativity of those who make our country great. Disrespect breeds dissatisfaction. I need to say that again. Disrespect breeds dissatisfaction and delivers negativity to those unable to merge it with enough good things to squelch the distrust, disbelief, and treachery, which begins to reduce the quality of life for everyone. Insured civil rights would eliminate auto insurance policies written by corporations with clauses which negatively impact their clients' ability to receive settlements in a short period of time, which helps recover from circumstances. So, in summary, insured civil rights can be defined as the ability of the insured to be protected. I need to say that word again. Protection is the reason for an insured civil rights. From the lengthy delays, denials, or extensive court trials used to cause serious harm in order to reduce fair settlements and also to intimidate. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. And this is the reason for talking about you with Estra's radio show, Estra's TV, and blog. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include Reddit on Estra's TV. Make sure to put your comments out there about your car accident experiences with insurance companies, employers, and also Social Security or long-term disability. You can also take a look at some of the pictures we have on Pinterest under Estra's radio show. Also, we've got great articles on Blogger where you can actually watch TV or listen to audio or read the articles. And also, while you're there, make sure to go out and take a survey. It'll help us to demonstrate the things that happen with people when involved in a car accident. You can also reach me on StumbleUpon on Estra's TV. So you can listen to Archive here on Block Talk Radio under Talking About You with Estra, or on iTunes also under Talking About You with Estra. You matter, and your car accident concerns matter. Most individuals start off mornings planning on what needs to be accomplished during the day. The last thing on their minds is an unexpected collision. Those who walk away are lucky. Those injured who have to overcome their physical and emotional trauma do make it through. The most unfortunate are the ones who are unable to walk away and have their lives taken. Any accident, most will have to deal with an auto insurance company at minimum. The interaction can be a positive or negative experience, or it can actually move from one to another. The key is understanding what the process will mean to you and its impact on daily living. Many people involved in a car accident must also deal with employers too, learning in advance about your rights, responsibilities, and past and present behaviors of the corporations you'll be working with will aid in making a plan on how to deal with processing claims and the type of treatment that is customary from those you interact with, including an initial interview with an auto insurance carrier, requests for damage estimates, for medical conditions, wage loss requests, claim applications to fill out, and that's just to name a few tasks most people have to go through. Going through this claim process, in my opinion, is like navigating a maze with cakes and scorpions. And by the end of the process, you never know if you will find the help promised in a difficult situation, which means the cake, or struggling with the pain, suffering, and losses due to not receiving the help you thought you would receive, which represents the scorpions. Therefore, do not invest too much hope in receiving the care and services promised, because the level of treatment is typically subjective, in my opinion. Be your best advocate in this situation and take care of yourself. And if you receive the fair treatment from insurance carriers, tell the story of this too, because those insurance companies that do practice good faith, we need to also make recommendations that these are the companies that we want to represent our dollars. Frankly speaking, lobbyists and the insurance industry have too much control over decision-making of settlements. An intermediary between the company taking in premiums and paying out claims would provide objectivity in making determinations. When the same people who have a vested interest in not paying out personal claims are the same people who decide whether to pay it, in my opinion, those needing help are placed in vulnerable positions. These carriers make the choice whether to pay immediately, by the way, is what they do when it's a corporate claim, as when there is an aviation accident, it is paid out immediately. This rarely happens for those individuals involved in a serious claim. Next, they can decide to delay the claim, which in most cases harms the insured due to a lack of income to resolve the problems themselves, hence the reason for the insurance policy in the first place. Many families have suffered undue stress because the lack faced after a personal injury, where work time is lost and savings are minimal. Third, an insurance company can outright deny your claim or force you to file a lawsuit against them. From my perspective, this happens mostly with those individuals with the least resources because many may give up on the claim. The insurance industry has profited significantly, in my opinion, on the backs of their insured, many of whom are unable to bear such a heavy burden. An insured civil rights would be an added protection against many of the injustices faced after filing a claim against a policy. The goal is new legislation to provide the assistance policyholders require within a response time that allows the insured to regain the footing before incurring significant losses. In other words, if the insurance companies are required to pay in a timely manner, there's no snowballing effect of losses for the families typically. They can usually regain their footing and go on to move on to the next part of their lives. In this way, no clauses or bad faith behaviors could allow these corporations to delay and deny policyholders the help they needed to overcome problems which arise from being in a car accident. This one-sided level of power hinders the insured's ability to protect themselves from unfair or slow payments by insurance companies. An insured civil rights could put protections in place to solve many of these issues and resolve them quickly. Most people can understand the crucial need for a steady source of income. In fact, this is the main purpose for auto insurance, unemployment insurance, long-term disability, and Social Security. These systems are in place to help protect individuals when something goes wrong and provide support in times of trouble. When those systems fail poor and middle-class families, many do not have the resources to adequately recover from these concerns, and many people fall down with little means to lift themselves up again. When individual employees or corporate missions make decisions not to support the insured as described in the policies in large print, many clients miss the fine print or the extended number of pages to read through, where corporate lawyers slip in a few clauses to allow them to skip out of paying claims. These auto insurance industries know how devastating a lack of income can be to a person injured in a traffic collision. They know most are up against a great deal of pressure financially. And unfortunately, some of them will use this against their own insured and make life more difficult instead of being there for a relief of their pain and suffering per the insurance policy agreement. Again, make sure to stop by and say hello. Share your experiences. It's nice to have a place to come and talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also, we've got videos for you to see out on YouTube under Estrus TV, user Estrus Blog. The first one is called Harassment and Intimidation of the Injured. And it's common for people who file auto accident insurance, employer benefits, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate a claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free. Surveillance Harassment Uncut is a real-time demonstration of what many people injured in car accidents who file benefits experience. See the day-to-day intimidation tactics, which must be overcome. Meet Estra is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. And the last video is Disability Surveillance 101, and this video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also, the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planners are still available in case you're involved in a car accident this year. You can stop by any time, pick one up. You can order them from my website. The official website is Estra's Car Accident site, or you can purchase it from Amazon or Barnes & Nobles and many others out there. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer S&C Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. So please stop by. You'll find the information informative and supportive. Insurance companies and corporations like them are supposed to be the light in a dark time for the insured. In fact, this is what their clients depend on. Each and every time an insured is let down by this industry, it shines a light on bad faith or unfair practices, and has been documented by the research. A dissatisfied customer tells more people about what has happened to them than a content one. And by looking around the internet, it's easy to see these stories are growing. Investors may be impressed with larger bottom lines, but insureds certainly are not when their claims are delayed, denied, and fought in court for a fair settlement. There was a time in our country where our leaders led from in front, where integrity and pride and personal accomplishments stood tall above the rest of the things happening in society. Sadly, it appears more and more leaders are leading from behind, and the quality of choices they are making shows. Let's hope this behavior is soon placed in remission, and the respect and dignity citizens held in high esteem because of the fair and equitable corporate actions. Let the world once again see the value in respecting those who used to have what they call responsibility and integrity, especially for those who have made them to be the giants they are with the least of what they have. Thank you for listening today, and I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musician Force M. Look for a new survey this week on insured civil rights. Please take a moment to fill it out and let me know what you think about pursuing an insured civil rights act. I think it would be very important and would change the direction for the insurance industry in a way that would be much better for those involved in car accidents. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. So take those 3 minutes and tell us how you've been affected. You can find it on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with Twitter at Estra's Radio Show. Hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. Thanks so much for your patience these last two shows. It's been a little rocky for me, so I appreciate you hanging in there with me. And as I always tell you, no matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, her brand, TV, blog, to state her opinion along with her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.